Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. There's so much. This a week from today we vote, and there's so much between now and then, between the time change and Halloween and Day of the Dead and all the stuff in between. It's just a lot happening. This is it. This is a big week from now until next Tuesday. Although most of us mail in our votes now, it seems.
I'm done.
So, yeah.
I've already done it.
Me too. Right now, front row tickets for Alice in Wonderland. How about it? So excited for Alice in Wonderland. I'm telling you, there's like 12 tickets left. Please go to RadioAlice.com and make sure that they become your tickets. Or win a pair right now. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Front row tickets right now. This hour's code word is DIAMOND. Take the word DIAMOND, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, and text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is DIAMOND. Shine bright like a diamond. Today is National Hermit Day. I don't really know what that means. Like, are we supposed to visit our hermit friends? Are we supposed to acknowledge that we are hermits? Like, I'm not sure, but that's what it is, National Hermit Day. Everybody's got a day. You think hermits would be like, we don't want a day. I don't have a day for me.
Good point.
It must be like their moms. Come out of your room, hermie. Mom, trying to be a hermit.
You had one of those, and now he lives in New York and rules the world.
He is living his best life. That kid is thriving. I'm really excited for him. The other one, we'll see. Hurry up with that game, buddy. Okay, so it's Halloween week. I'm sprinkling in as many of these Halloween-style stories as I can. And I thought this was creepy. Not that creepy, but is there something that... Are you going to be buried or cremated when you're done on this planet?
I don't believe in burying people anymore. I feel like we're really wasting valuable property for skeletons.
Mm.
As fun as it is to think about, you know... walking through a graveyard at night with the sliver moon overhead. As the fog covers and uncovers the little bit of light you can catch from the moon.
Very wispy. You know...
What is that?
That's me.
You're not supposed to say that. We're trying to scare people. What was that?
No one knows. Ooh.
Oh, no.
He sounds like a friendly ghost. That guy sounds pretty friendly, actually.
He does, because...
Don't be scared.
I just pooped myself.
Do you want to poop myself?
Sorry, it's too soon. Sorry, my bad.
I did not poop, for the record. It was close, but I did not poop myself yesterday.
You were sure you were going to on the way home.
I really did feel like... This is going to end in disaster. No, it's all right. I put my jacket down on the seat just in case. Because, you know, listen, you got to be a realist about this stuff. If something bad happens, the last thing you want to do is have it be in your car. Like, that's really hard to get out of your car.
Did you have that stingy butt feeling because it was like, you know, when you're sick?
I don't want to talk about it.
I did.
Had all the stuff.
You totally
man.
Had
it was
the
not,
stingy butt.
It was not.
Oh,
it,
that's too
it was
bad.
Not, it was like just the opposite of like your best day. Just... you know what I did? I slept a lot. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up. I am in the middle of a story about graves.
Oh,
but,
right.
But please
Sorry.
Go
no,
ahead.
You go ahead. Go on.
Reserve your questions for later.
Okay, go.
All right. So I'm with you. Like, I'm going to get cremated or whatever. I like graveyards during the day. And I do think it's nice for people who want it to have a place to visit someone who has passed. However... time marches on, and Nana's grave that you might want to go to your whole life, by the time she's the current generation's great-great-great-grandma, she's just a body that's taken up space, and then they run out of space eventually at that cemetery, and now it's just a place where there's
I'd like
bodies.
To add that while I do believe it's better to be cremated, if we ever went that route as a planet, I would prefer we don't just everybody gets dumped in the ocean like that. Like right now, because it's random and rare, it seems like a fine way to send someone's ashes into the ocean, and then you visit the ocean and you're visiting them.
Yeah.
It seems neat. But if we were all to start doing that, I feel like that's really...
I think it'd be fine, Vinny. It's just ash. It's,
I know. I don't like it. Yeah. So we'll send that to space with you on your next mission, the ash.
Okay.
Of the world.
Maybe we can use the ash to protect me from the radiation. And then when I get to Mars, I'll immediately build a crematorium for when I die. Or they'll just leave me there. That'd be fine. You know, there I am, frozen on Mars.
415 says, Vin, how about getting taxidermied? Then your grandchildren can enjoy you too.
Oh, and you can have one of those things where someone like squeezes your palm and like some funny Vinnyism comes out, like both.
That's not.
Or let's do a shot of tequila.
No. That better not be my last words.
Are you kidding me? You've been dead for 100 years and you're worried about your drinking problem?
Definitely getting cremated. Cremation is $7,500. Burial is $35K plus.
Mm. It is a very expensive prospect having that coffin and everything else.
Would you want a monument put up, though?
A monument? No, yeah. I don't want any. I don't need any of that stuff. I really feel like our time on Earth is quite fleeting. And even though, you know, you hope that there will be people who miss you when you're gone, like that fades and life moves on and there are more generations and you become a part of the past. Like it's okay, you know? So I'm not going to have a grave. Are you going to be cremated as well?
I'm going to be cremated, but I'd like to have a monument put up.
Oh, you want a full on, like just you standing there?
Oh, you know what? West Virginia will do that for him.
Are you the second most famous person?
Third. Come on, pay attention to his stories, would you?
Can't remember. Sorry.
Yeah.
So this is a story about people who did get buried and what they brought with them in their grave.
Okay.
I'm not talking like an Egyptian pharaoh who had brought all their slaves with him. You know, that didn't seem fair. Like killed all their cats and laid them around them. But Bela Lugosi, who was the original Dracula, was wrapped in a Dracula cape.
I love that song.
Bela Lugosi.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Marley was buried with a red Gibson Les Paul.
It's the one he played. It's the one in his pictures.
And a bag of weed.
Yep.
Andy Warhol, his interview magazines. I guess they interviewed him a lot, or maybe that was his magazine. And a bottle of Estee Lauder perfume.
Ugh.
Ronnie Van Zant from Lynyrd Skynyrd, his favorite fishing pole and his go-to Texas Hatter's hat.
Mm.
Elizabeth Taylor was buried with her last love letter from ex-husband Richard Burton. They divorced for a second time in 1976, but he wrote it 3 days before he died in 1984. They married twice, and then he was still in love with her. 3 days before he died, he wrote her a love letter. Frank Sinatra was buried with a flask of Jack Daniels. Mm. Tony Curtis had his iPhone, a Stetson hat, driving gloves, 7 Splenda packets, and a Percocet.
Wait, who?
Tony Curtis. Old-timey singer-actor.
Splenda?
Yeah, I know. Maybe he was really into Splenda. 7 Splenda packets.
And his iPhone?
And his iPhone. His iPhone, a Stetson hat, driving gloves, 7 Splenda packets, and a Percocet.
He had a plan.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
You think something's up?
He knew something we didn't? Is that what you guys are saying?
I don't know. I mean,
he's going to wake up,
like
have a coffee, put on his cap, get in his car, and jam some tunes from his iPhone.
I guess. Yeah. Driving gloves, iPhone.
Frank Sinatra, though, Jack Daniels. Well, that was my drink, but I'm surprised.
Daniels was?
Oh, I drank a lot.
Is it just a straight? That's just a straight whiskey,
just,
right?
It's not whiskey. Yeah. It was that whiskey or Jameson's. What did you drink most? Like, if you had to say, looking back at my history, this is the thing that I drank most. For me, it would be Jack.
I like sake a lot. I drink a lot of sake.
What the? Rice wine?
Yeah.
It does get you more hammered than
and
you think
it was a
it will.
Lower on calories too. Yeah.
Oh, really? Is that?
Yeah.
When I just go
rice
vodka or tequila.
Yeah.
So you'd go to Grumpy's and say, "I'll have a rice
no,
wine."
No, when
please?
I was out, it would be the drink that they called the Maddie at Grumpy's was a pint glass full of Skull vodka with a little bit of soda water in it.
Oh.
Oh. Well, that does seem determined right there.
Well, that makes more sense. Like the rice wine. Like, so when you were home alone, hermiting, drinking alone, it was sake.
Yes. Bottles and bottles of sake.
Wow. It's really actually quite a surprising answer.
That honestly. Is the most surprising answer.
There's no burn with the sake.
Yeah.
Sake has that. I don't know. Something about it.
I never even drank that stuff.
It's definitely one of those things where you need to power through the first couple tiny cups of it because, I have no taste, though, in liquor. I really don't. People are always telling me I suck at life. Humphrey Bogart took a golden whistle charm that he gave to his wife, Lauren Bacall, as a nod to their movie To Have and Have Not. Some golden whistle charm.
Okay.
And maybe she put that in there or something. Roald Dahl, his prized snooker cues, his favorite HB pencils, assorted chocolates, and a circular power saw. I think he might win for weirdest on this list. I mean, there are some weird things, though. Let's see. Leonard Bernstein, a copy of Alice in Wonderland, a baton, and a copy
of... You mean Wonderland?
What did I say?
Winterland.
I meant Alice in Wonderland, for sure. Alice in Wonderland.
Just saving the texters.
Thank you. Do not text us. So a copy of that book, a baton, and a copy of Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 5, which he conducted at Robert F. Kennedy's funeral.
A baton? Is that something different than the...
Must be the conductor's.
That. Okay.
The conductor's
that
baton.
Makes
is
more
that what
sense.
It is? Is it a stick? The conductor's stick?
Well,
it's baton.
Yeah,
is that what it's
it
called,
makes sense if it's that. I was thinking like a baton with the two soft edges that, you know, a kid would twirl. That makes no sense, dude.
Maybe he was on the cheer team when he was in high school.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, just a little bit crazy, a little bit creepy. There was a story this morning about our favorite celebrity chefs as Americans. We do like to watch food TV. And I was actually really surprised that I don't have a favorite celebrity chef. I really don't. I don't care. Sometimes I will watch a cooking show, like if I'm with my mom or if John's got one of them on, you get caught in them and you're watching like, oh, how will that come out? But John is a super fan and I never see her show anymore. So I'm not sure what the status is, but he loves this Giada.
Yes.
Are you familiar with her? She's beautiful. She puts food in her mouth and it's like, she's beautiful with huge cans and low cut shirts. And she leans over the top of the counter and she puts the food in her mouth and she's all orgasmic over it.
Okay.
And so.
Well, I get the draw. Okay.
So John is
like. But no, I am not familiar. I don't watch any cooking shows. And let me add to that. I also don't want to watch ever in the history of TV watching people remodeling homes. Ugh. Is the lamest. It's as bad as YouTube. If you're like, there's YouTube, yuck, and then there's remodeling homes.
Oh, I love it.
Just love barely it. Yeah. Above the yuck of you. No, you don't love it.
You're crazy. I love it.
Just the other day, because Christina's been down, she goes, come here, look at this. You're going to love this. I'm like, I feel like you know me better than this to think that I would love a home.
Well, what did they do?
She said they took this home from the 70s and redid it, but stayed within the 70s sort of theme.
Mm.
And so I'm like, all right, I'll give it a look. But I'm standing there. I'm not going to grab a seat. Like, I'm trying to let
I'm
you know.
I'm not settling in
with this. I don't want to.
And
then she's like, on top of, you know, them showing the place, she's like, what do you think of that lady? And I'm like, what? I just met her. Like
the,
one
you
second,
mean the designer,
and it's another husband and wife team.
Oh,
and she goes, I thought she was his mom, and I went, oh, no, she doesn't look that old. But I was surprised to hear her be.
Can you remember their names?
So
I really, I need to know about this.
Seems like whoa, that's a
was this on HGTV? Do you
yes,
know? Okay, HGTV. The
blonde
woman
lady
looks older than the dude.
Apparently, I didn't look closely enough to care. And then the place they did. Which was actually kind of cool. They did redo it in a 70s theme, even though it's updated completely.
The
but
guts
one
are
of the,
all new.
One of those striped things, it was like burnt sienna, camel color, and burnt orange in different thicknesses. And the stripe went around the upper, like followed a... I had that in my own house at home. The exact same colors.
Oh, my God.
So I'm looking at it going... That must have been in like some 70s famous photo,
and
everybody did
said,
it.
I'm doing that.
And there
that
was no internet
amazing.
Then, so it had to have been something
a classic
everyone's
photo in a magazine, right? Oh my God.
I can't believe that's the exact same thing that we had in our, whatever. Anyway, yes, I'll watch a little of that when asked, but for the most part, yuck, hate it. Mm. Go on.
I'm sorry.
Cooking shows.
I'm going to sneeze, I think.
Gia.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You love her?
Giada.
Giada,
I love,
sorry.
Giada. Okay. Yeah. I like watching Celebrity Chef.
So here are there's a survey of 2,000 people who had opinions about celebrity chefs. Who do you think's number one?
Giada.
No, she's
Guy
not.
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri is not in the top five. And I've heard all these names. So tied for five, for four and five, is Martha Stewart and Emeril Lagasse. Isn't he the BAM guy? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I haven't even heard of him in forever. And I don't think of Martha Stewart as being a TV chef. She's more like a lifestyle. I mean, she does, but it's not like it's the, you know, Cooking with Martha Stewart show or anything, but okay.
Wasn't it more cooking-based back in the day?
Maybe. Could have been. I don't know. I always felt like she was almost like a weirdly kind of a designer and interiors person. But yeah, I mean, she cooks.
I don't know. So you'd know, you're a fan, but I feel like the whole lifestyle
homemaker
thing was her brand extending out
Maybe.
From the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, like I think that was where.
I don't specifically remember a Martha Stewart cooking show. I mean,
she did. She had.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think there were these, like, it's become, what was that, Trading Spaces?
Yes.
And some of those early shows, whatever that
is,
in 20 years, they've become completely normal, but they weren't, it wasn't that.
No.
Like, and I can see even, you know, someone going, what I want to do is we're going to get a film crew and I'm going to do chores around my house and you guys are going to film it and it's going to be a hit TV show. And I'm sure most executives were like, you think I have time for this? I got a pile of coke here. I got hard liquor and hookers all around me. And you think I'm going to sit here and talk to you about this?
And it turned out to be the idea of the century.
It is a big deal. You're
all right, right. So tie, let's see. Right out the top five is a tie between Martha Stewart and Emeril Lagasse. They each got about 26%. Bobby Flay is number three with 28%. These numbers don't add up. Whatever. He's followed. Let's see. Rachel Ray is second place. Rachel Ray, things are getting weird with her. I keep seeing some really weird things with her.
I saw something weird, too.
I don't know exactly.
We saw the same thing, I think. I may have even brought it up to you and you went, oh, but it was like on Facebook. It was really weird.
Yep. She's changed a lot and I wish her well. And then the number one, it's the guy I haven't named and he's like he's the big guy. Who is the number one favorite celebrity chef of America?
The thing that crossed my mind was Santa, but
he's
not
alive?
A chef.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, it's not.
The biggest guy. I said Guy Fieri. Is that it?
It's not Guy Fieri. I'm sure he's probably on the list somewhere. It's Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, yeah.
The survey also found that Americans are willing to spend an average of what to eat a three-course meal prepared by their favorite chef. People just wrote down, I would be willing to pay this amount for a three-course meal.
I'm going to say 300.
I'll say $120.
$340. Like, I would just to have that person prepare me a meal, it's worth this amount to me. And about 48% of people have bought kitchen products endorsed by celebrity chefs, which isn't too surprising. They make something, you go, here's the thing you really need, and you can get it on my website.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's interesting. It tastes me. I kissed him once, and that's it. He is tainted. Hello. Fall into 5K a day. All this week, fall into 5K a day with Odyssey. And Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour. That gives you a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose. And their new spot, Cantina Jack's.
Whoop.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Jack's.
All right.
Okay. Here's what's happening. Mostly clear today, although there's rain expected this week. Mostly it's looking like in the North Bay, and it's possible Wednesday through Saturday.
All right.
So I even saw a little yesterday on the coast as I was driving, and there were some of those, like, you know, there was blue sky, but there were also dark clouds, too. So looks like we're getting that unsettled sort of weather pattern.
It's changing. Yep.
That's what's happening. I noticed it running in and out of my house this morning. I just had a moment where I went, because I was looking down, I went, oh, look at the leaves are everywhere. It's fall, everyone.
It is, in fact, fall.
In fact, I should remind you, we fall back this weekend.
Oh, boy. That'll be good. It's fine. Get it over with. It's the good one, not the bad one.
Halloween Thursday, Day of the Dead Saturday. Saturday night, Sunday morning is daylight saving time. We fall back, and then the election is on Tuesday of next week, 1 week from today. I'm already done. I mailed mine in. So I have done my part.
Yup.
Today is National Cat Day.
Oh.
I know many people love cats. And yeah. So today is the day to give them an extra cuddle or
a little bit of catnip.
Whatever it is they're into.
My cats go bananas for catnip. That's fun. Just fun to watch an animal freaking out.
I didn't watch football last night because I've been kind of into the baseball game and was very much looking forward to seeing this guy, Fat Joe, sort of do what Ice Cube did on day two.
We do have two of them to play side by side for anyone who didn't
hear
it.
Got some side by side comparison for you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So both guys sang a song kind of repping to start, like the city. So here was Ice Cube's first.
Welcome, kids. Everybody freeze. On your knees. West Coast, please. Before any of you Yankees get hard. Homie, rewind my part. Sing it. When you come to our town.
Come to our town.
West with Bam.
All right.
Meanwhile, they show the crowd and they show the dugouts. And the Yankees are full head bobbing to this thing. Like, yeah, man, this is great. And the sun's out, and he's all dodgered up. And I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It went really well.
So then last night, we were all waiting for the answer from Fat Joe.
Right.
Yes. Hold on a second.
And it was, by the way, because I don't remember the order of things the first night. They did all the announcements. They introduced everybody. They even did the anthem. And then Fat Joe came out.
Oh, okay. Almost like a hype man before the before the game started.
All right, here you go. Here's Fat Joe.
I got a hundred.
It fell so flat, and I was really disappointed because I thought, first of all, you've been in the stadiums before. When you're talking to a stadium full of people, it's electric.
Yeah.
But it's also confusing because you have a 3-second delay. And so it's really actually very difficult to keep on track and get it done right. But I just thought, how cool that he's down there on the field and this is the World Series and he's by himself killing it. Not Joe, the other guy. And then Joe comes out and I just thought it was a bomb. And I thought, man, there's so much great rap out of New York. Nas, my guy Justin, you know, our engineer, he's like, they should have had Jadakiss. And I was like, I'm not sure about him. And I played him. That's who we were listening to. And I was
he'd have to leave a lot of words out.
So one word Nas in particular. Too. Right. But anyway, it was just like, man, Fat Joe, it just didn't work out. Sorry, buddy.
They should have pulled Jay-Z. I mean, really, that's the only answer to
Ice Cube. I'm really busy.
Jay-Z would have ended that discussion immediately.
Yeah, I'm busy, though.
Doing what?
Working on the Super Bowl halftime show.
L.A. won last night 4-2. They're up 3 games in that series. There's another one tonight, and it could be over. On Monday Night Football, Pittsburgh beat New York Giants 26-18. And there is that update.
Boom, ba ba boom, ba ba boom.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know.
Fast. Broccoli's man-made.
Oh.
It was created by carefully breeding wild kale that had the right traits. Cauliflower and Brussels sprouts are man-made too.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
It's interesting. So those are all gene modified or just bred? How, what are they? People are always mad when we F with food.
I just like how he was so excited about it. How do you like that? It takes off his jacket. He's slamming down the fast facts.
In Florida,
yes,
anyone can execute a criminal on death row. You apply and get paid $150 if they pick you to do it.
And they always just pick some random person to pull the to push the button or whatever.
Florida, why do you have to be so weird?
That is weird.
It's not you really are allowing someone who doesn't really understand the severity of the situation they're walking into. Like, I mean, maybe if it's a family member, I could see them feeling like they want to be the one.
Even that, I always thought if there was going to be an execution, like who among us would want to be that? Like, I don't want to murder anybody. So if I've got to do it, I want five other people. I want to be one of five and we all have a button and one of them, we just don't know who did it.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't want to know that I killed the guy.
What if you've given someone a thirst for something by allowing that to
happen?
Yeah, they're
like, oh man, I killed that guy and now I want to try that again.
I feel suddenly powerful like a superhero. I must do it again.
I watched the light leave his eyes. I really liked it. Great. You seem awesome.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
America's favorite side dish.
Mac and cheese.
What?
That's not a good side dish.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
It's the first thing that popped into my mind.
It's delicious.
You ever have lobster mac and cheese?
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Lobster mac and cheese. You
it's
can't
like the
just
deliciousness of mac and cheese
with
lobster chunks
and a little truffle on top.
I don't want any truffle. You can keep your. You can have my truffle. Get that out of there.
Oh no, everyone! They're fighting about whether or not how hoity you can make mac and cheese. Can it be truffled or not?
Very bougie.
I don't want it to be truffle. I don't want any truffles. They're not for me. I feel like they taint the whole thing. They're like the blue cheese of fungus.
All truffle people will be texting in. What do you mean?
Yeah, it's not for me. I know people who are like, give me the truffle oil and more of it right now. And I'm like, I don't. It's
fine.
We got
food jokes, people. If you are a foodie and you need to entertain, we're the show.
Are we?
You got any more truffle jokes for us?
No more truffle. That wasn't even a joke.
The blue cheese of
a fungus.
Yeah.
It actually is apropos.
Yeah.
Because it taints
overpowers
an entire meal. It taints everything.
Just like a sliver.
Like a tiniest bit of blue cheese, that salad's ruined. Tiniest bit of truffle. It's not that it's ruined. It's that it's just pervasive. Like, I want less of that. No thanks.
All right. Campbell's Soup released its annual Thanksgiving poll on America's favorite sides. And in a major upset, mashed potatoes fell to number two.
What could number one be?
Mac and cheese is on the list, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
So people who want that at Thanksgiving. I've never had it at Thanksgiving.
Oh, I didn't know this was specifically Thanksgiving sides.
But mac and cheese is there.
That's
funny.
It's
big in the South. We always have mac and cheese with Thanksgiving.
Did you consider West Virginia to be the South?
Yes.
I feel like it's the middle.
It depends on where you. I mean, just, okay. We were brought up with just kind of Southern, so.
You tend toward the South?
My mom was she used the word Yankee a lot and not in a good way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. The top five sides for Thanksgiving are now stuffing, then mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, and then mac and cheese.
Green bean. I like corn. I want just a pile of corn with some butter.
56%. Why don't you just eat a stick of butter a day and get it over with?
Well,
like, that's what you
I
want
don't want
the
it
most.
By itself, then. I want it on everything.
56% of Americans like Thanksgiving sides more than the entree. So turkey, ham, or whatever loaf you're having.
Ham.
As a vegan.
Vegan loaf.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
I could totally be a vegetarian, but I will never get down with vegan loaf of any kind.
Well, it's just
tofurkey.
It fills you
none
up.
Of it.
I'm actually surprised you're not into that, because you are a guy who's just like, just fill my belly. That's all. I don't need taste or consistency or really to spend any more time than is absolutely necessary to choke this
down. I wish
I
loved it. I wish I did, because it would be a lot easier.
Yeah. That's why I had to turn down your proposal years ago, because I was like, you don't like food enough for me, Vinny. Sorry about it.
I'll ask again another time.
Okay, yeah.
Hopefully I'll be on your good side that day.
Yeah. Well, you know, bring me something delicious without truffles on it, and then we can talk.
43% of adults say they'll celebrate Friendsgiving this year. That's a big number.
It's funny.
There's a lot of grown-ups with no family around.
It is amazing how far-flung families are these days.
We grew up that way. Our family's in New York.
You were the California
Everyone's
cousins.
Everyone's in New York, right. And we came to California. Yeah. And when we moved to California, there were dirt roads where we lived. Mm. And now Irvine is built up to be this.
It was fresh and new. I mean, they had just torn down the orange trees.
There were still lots of orange trees to tear down. Mm. They hadn't even finished yet. But anyway, so yeah, we're far flung. And I guess that continues to be the case.
Yeah. Mike, we're going to leave New York on Thanksgiving Day, have like a lunch with our kids and try to find a place where we can get some turkey. And then they have Friendsgiving that night.
Get the. Mm. You're going to fly all the way. And they're going to be like, peace.
Mm-hmm.
We're going with our friends.
Oh, no, we're leaving. We're leaving on right after lunch on Thanksgiving Day. And then they have more things to do that day. Because I even asked them, I'm like, should we leave before Thanksgiving? Because, you know, are you doing like a Friendsgiving or something? And they're like, no, we'll drop by their house after. You guys can stay. Oh, thanks.
But so you and your sister are flying. So are you going to do a Thanksgiving the day before Thanksgiving?
No. So my family, John and I, are meeting our two kids, and Tina and her husband and two kids are my sister. We're all going to meet in New York. And then on Tuesday, they're heading upstate, and we're going to go over to Brooklyn and be closer to Sean for the last couple of days.
So really, you're not having Thanksgiving?
We are. We're going to go to lunch and have a Thanksgiving lunch. I mean, hopefully. I probably should start looking into that now, shouldn't I?
It seems like that's one of those. Like, I found that when I lived in San Diego, I was alone for sure. And there was a place, a restaurant I knew of called Kai's that I went to for Thanksgiving dinner. And the lady had known me through the years. So she was always like the person you went and saw.
Right.
If you were alone, and she'd have the full, you know, she sold it to me. Wasn't like she gave it to me, but, you know, still very.
Right. Come on in. I would love to take your $20. Here's your Thanksgiving dinner, my friend.
She wasn't that friendly, but I mean, it was one of those things where I'm going to get a good meal. I'll be happy with it. I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, I got to figure out what we're doing for that.
Lots of Friendsgiving this year.
48% or 45%?
43% of adults say they're going to celebrate Friendsgiving this year.
Funny. You know, even... because we were also the California cousins in my family. Everybody else is on the East Coast. We did a lot of friends. Like, there was always, it would be us, and then we'd... Is that what it is? If you don't just eat with family, it becomes a Friendsgiving?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's the stragglers and the people who...
So you guys must have done that too, being all the way out here. Did you ever have another family with you? Or was it always just the four of you?
My mom, we always had, like, my Uncle John moved in with us, so we had extra, and then there were always friends that did come eat, and certainly, you know, any one of my friends whose parents had gone to do something. Sandy was like,
let me feed you, get in here.
More the merrier, let's go.
Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Mom. A couple in England met while working at a grocery store in 2017. They recently were discussing, as they were getting ready to marry...
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they saw this thing where a couple returned to the place they met to do photos.
Oh.
So and she was saying, our friends posted in a group chat about a couple that had gone back to the place they met on their wedding day. And what they continued to write was, everyone we know met on an app. None of us can do this.
Ah.
Nobody met in person. So they're all from the apps, and they were like, isn't that neat that this couple met the old-fashioned way And the couple that I'm headed towards in the conversation, they met at the grocery store at work.
Working.
They met at work. And so it was a bit of a joke, but they say, there we were. We're a couple that didn't meet on the apps. We met at the grocery store. I trained him how to put chips on the shelf on his like first day.
Is there an art to that?
Became a bit of a joke.
You gotta be careful with those chips.
We were going to do it on our wedding day. Not it. You know, I mean, they should do that too, but you know, after.
Right. Sure.
Don't roll your eyes. It's important.
Oh, no, I agree. Especially after you've already been together for 7 years, you should definitely do that.
Anyway, here they are, photographed in the aisles at the grocery store in their get-ups.
Very nice.
It's pretty cute.
They are a very cute couple. Isn't that cute?
So that one is just
nice
one of the aisles.
Nice wide aisle, and they're walking on down. They're walking down the aisle. That's adorable.
20-year-old Jessica met Jaxom.
Jaxom.
J-A-X-O-M.
Jaxom.
Jaxom. In 2017 at a grocery store. She had just started her job there as a store assistant and was asked to train Jaxom on how to put the bags of chips on the shelf. Really? Try not to crunch the food.
Don't jax them up.
Right. Love blossomed. And 7 years later, the lovebirds return to the grocery store to take pictures. Here they are on the chip aisle.
I love it. In the chip aisle.
Where they met.
There are people randomly shopping and reaching onto. They're dancing down the aisle, and everyone else is like, "Yeah, I'm just here to pick up some crap. I
need my Doritos."
Excuse me.
Grocery stores always busy.
Yep.
Anyway, is that cute or is that
adorable?
Suck?
No, it's adorable. And I would say too that if you're like bummed out that you don't have a place where you met for the first time, you do wherever you. I mean, I'm hoping that you've met in real life if you're about to marry. I mean, where did you go? Mm. Try to make, maybe, I guess, maybe if you met 100 other dates at the coffee shop down on the corner, it's less special. So maybe wherever your first real date was.
The text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, vegan loaf is delicious.
Is it though?
Mike.
Or are you just trying to convince yourself? Is that from Mike J?
Mike from Sarah's backyard.
Is that what it says? Oh, that's funny.
You think that's the real Mike J or maybe an imposter?
Probably not. I don't know why who would say Mike from Sarah's backyard. That is really funny though. That's
Friendsgiving. It's because a lot of us have friends that are like family, so we make a point to get together. No, I understand. Mm-hmm. But I think if you have your family, you feel that obligation,
is
stronger than the friends that feel like family.
Yeah. For us growing up, it was I grew up on the East Coast. All my family was there. We had a big cousin group and that was it. You just went there and then eventually everyone was drunk and the fighting started. So that was, you know, typical family stuff. Crying, yelling, eating, love.
510 says, you wouldn't want to push the button on Diddy?
I don't want to kill anyone, believe it or not. So I would, but I would be one of the five people who all pushed buttons, knowing that one of us was going to kill him.
Yeah,
and then I
wouldn't
either. I just tell myself that I didn't do it.
I wouldn't want to. I want to, you know, get it done as long as it gets done. But
right. If you need me to be one of the five to make sure it gets done.
But you don't need to gift me the opportunity to, you know, exact justice on Diddy.
There's such a gross story about Diddy today that I'm really hoping I don't get to. I tend to bury the really bad stuff.
Good. So that's next? That's your tease?
No,
right.
No. That's not my...
Bye!
Actually, it's a way better story. A really funny, interesting story right after this.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.